I'm not gonna lie, I didn't write a speech. I really didn't know I was gonna be able to make it here today, because I leave tomorrow. Let's spread out. Because I leave tomorrow to go to Turkey for 6 months to play basketball. But I do want to thank God for the opportunity that He has given me to play this great game of basketball. And also to be able to wear a Lady Texter uniform. I knew at the age of 9 that I wanted to play at Louisiana Tech, and it was my dream and sacrifices that was going to lead me to to play at Louisiana Tech. Coming from Coushatta, a very small place, a lot of people told me that I couldn't play at Louisiana Tech because they really didn't recruit inside the state of Louisiana. They only had one player from Louisiana. Everybody else was outside. And I just knew that I had to push myself and pray to God to give me the energy and the courage and to contain my goal. And I did. When I was a sophomore, I did commit to Louisiana Tech and had opportunity to sign a scholarship here under Leon Barmore. I think one of the greatest coaches alive. But when my first day at practice wasn't that great. You know, if growing up and hoping and praying that this dream would come reality, and it did. But after 30 minutes of working hard, I'm thinking I'm working hard, but he really didn't think I was working that hard. And he told me that, you know, I think that I wasted my scholarship on you and that I need to send you back to Coushatta. And I did. I went home. I cried a little bit, and I called my mom, and I was like, look, you know, I made a mistake. You know, maybe I should have signed with LSU. And I was like, because Coach Barmore is crazy, you know. He, you know, I went off. And so my mom was like, well, you made a commitment. Louisiana Tech is the place that you wanted to go, so stay there. And she hung up on me. And so the next day I go to practice, and we all in the group. And if everybody knows Coach Barmore, you know, he's very honest. And so we in the group, and he comes to us, and he says, I got a phone call last night from one of the parents. And I was like, I know. I dropped my head because I'm just a freshman. I dropped my head, and I was like, I know my mom did not call Coach Barmore. But she did. And told him in detail what I said. And, you know, he was like, oh, so you think, you know, that I'm crazy. And, oh, he went off. And he said, but the best thing that she told me is to stay on you and push you and make you the best player that I can make you. And he did that. And it was a tough 4 years as far as our relationship, because I only spoke to him during practice. Otherwise, I didn't really want to see him. But I can say that he has taught me more than basketball. He has taught me about life. And playing at Louisiana Tech and playing under him, college was more like professional for me. And now that I have been playing on the professional level for 11 years, and I have been all over the world, I can truly say that I was truly blessed to be able to play under him, because he has taught me not only about life, but about the game. And I just want to thank him, even though he's not here. Thank him because he really made me the player that I am today. And also, I want to thank Kim Mulkey for recruiting me to Louisiana Tech. Now she's at Baylor, and she's doing a great job. But also, I want to say to the Lady Texters, just keep your head up and know that you are at the best program in the world, and you got to take it with pride. And good luck. If there's anything I can ever do, then I would love to come back and one day hopefully, you know, coach with Coach Long and take our program back to the top, because that's where it deserved to be. Thank you.